The Christian Complete Armor by William Grinnell. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, chapter 40. A word to those governors of families that have not the worship of God in their houses. You that are heads of families, but yet have not had a heart to set up the worship of God in them, I am afraid God hath little from you in your closets, who hath none from you in your families. It is no breach of charity to suspect your care for your own souls when you show none for your relations. If ever thou hast been acquainted with God and tasted any sweetness in secret communion with Him, couldst thou thus rob thy family of so great a blessing? Could you find such a treasure and hide it from them you love so well? Have they not souls as precious as thy own? Art thou not willing they should find the way to heaven as well as thyself? Yea, art thou not God's trustee to take care of their souls as well as their bodies? Dost thou owe no more to thy child or thy servant than to thy hog or horse? Their bodies are looked to, and wilt thou do no more for the others? How knowest thou but thy holy example and the duties of God's worship among them may leave such impressions on their hearts as shall never be worn off? Did you never hear any to the praise of God acknowledge that the first turn towards heaven they ever had was by living in such a godly family where, with the worship of God, a Savior and secret sense of the things of God did secretly steal into their hearts? Certainly, were our youth more acquainted with the duties of religion in private, the minister's work would be much facilitated in public. By this, the consciences of many would be preserved tender, and so be more pliable to the counsels of the word preached, whereas now the devil hath a sad advantage from the irreligion that is in most families to harden their hearts to such a degree as renders them almost impenetrable. It is no wonder to see that tree thrives not, which stands but little in the sun, and as little wonder to see them continue profane and wicked, that but once in a week come under the beams of an ordinancy. One well compareth the public ministry to the mason that builds the house, and family governors to them that make the brick. Now if you, by neglecting your duty, bring clay instead of a brick, you make the minister's work double. The truth is, the neglect of family worship opens a wide floodgate to let in a deluge of profaneness. Thou livest not without the worship of God in thy family, and perhaps in a few years from thee many other families may arise, and most likely they will follow thy copy. Indeed, it were a wonder that they who are taught no better should do otherwise. And so irreligion is likely to spread apace. From thy head is laid in the dust, thy profaneness is not buried in thy grave with thee. No, thou leavest others behind to keep it alive. Oh, how dismal is it to lay the foundation of a sin to many generations. The children unborn may rise up and curse such. If I had heard my father pray, may the child say, in a dying hour, or had been led into the acquaintance of the worship of God by his example, then had not I lived like a heathen as I have done. Well, as you would not have your children and servants meet you in the other world with your mouth full of accusations, or, if you dread, not this, as you would not have them prove a plague and scourge to you in this world, let not your family government be irreligious. It is just that God should suffer thy servant to be unfaithful to thee in thy estate, who art so to his soul. Then thy children, when old, should forget their duty to thee, that didst bring them up like heathens without learning them their duty to God. End of chapter 40.